Well, hello, this is DJ Frederick, and you have found the Radio Thrift Shop. Now, the Radio Thrift Shop is homemade and homegrown radio. From a DJ who doesn't know the rules and can barely announce anyway. Yep, I admit it. We dig into my musical themes and musical archives here at the Thrift Shop. We listen to 45s, 33s, LPs, scratchy 78s, even cassettes and compact discs. Checking out rock and pop, jazz, exotica, folk, acoustic, folk rock, indie pop, lo-fi, psychedelic, jam bands, library, easy listening, and just about everything else that I can dig out of the crates. Hopefully it all makes sense by the end of the hour. Thank you for joining me on this musical journey. On this edition of the Radio Thrift Shop, I'm going to give listeners, that means you, a little preview of another program that I occasionally produce and record. It's called the Not Entirely Classical Music Hour. It's produced on no set schedule, but it is broadcast as part of the Radio Thrift Shop on Classical WSCS. That's 90.9 FM in New London, New Hampshire, and online at classicalwscs.org. Now, it's called the Not Entirely Classical Music Hour for a reason, because it's definitely not entirely classical music. I use classical music as a point of departure for playlists that drift into jazz, new age, easy listening, and more. So, let's take a walk on the classical side. This is the Radio Thrift Shop Classical Edition.
Thank you. Thank you.
Frederick Hand from a great LP, Jazz Antiqua, which has been reissued again and again and again since it first appeared in the 1980s. That was Lady Carrie's Fantasy. Before that, we heard Julian Bream with Giuliani's Guitar Concerto in A, Opus 30. Well, this is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop, but today we're getting a taste of one of my other programs that I record and produce, known as the Not Entirely Classical Music Hour. And that's it. It's definitely not entirely classical music. I kind of use classical music as a point of departure for excursions in all kinds of musical directions. I'll be back with some more music right after this.
Exploring Science in the Sea. Padre Island is perhaps best known for its visitors, spring breakers in March and April, endangered sea turtles during summer, and migrating birds in the winter. And there's plenty of room for them, because Padre is the longest barrier island in the world. Barrier islands form as waves and currents drive sand from the ocean floor toward land. Eventually, enough sand piles up to rise above the water. Such islands protect the coastline from tropical storms and other threats. Most barrier islands are long and skinny, including Padre Island. It stretches 113 miles along the Texas coast, from Corpus Christi to near the Rio Grande River. At its widest, though, it's only about 3 miles across. It separates the Gulf of Mexico from Laguna Madre, a super salty lagoon. Padre Island probably rose above the water at least 3,000 years ago. Today, its dunes reach heights of 25 feet or more. Plants have taken root on many of the dunes, holding them in place. The middle portion of the island is a national seashore, which protects both the island and its life, native and visitors alike. The list of creatures includes about 60 species of butterflies, about 400 species of both birds and plants, and 5 species of sea turtles. The endangered Kemp's Ridley is the most famous sea turtle. Dozens of females have been brought to the island to nest. The nests and hatchlings are protected until the youngsters can head out to sea, hopefully to visit Padre Island once again in the years ahead. Science in the Sea is a production of the University of Texas Marine Science Institute at Port Aransas. I'm Holly Brawley.
You're listening to DJ Frederick and the Radio Thrift Shop on WSCS, classicalwscs.org.
Thank you.
The beauty of non-commercial radio is that we can listen to a piece that's 18 minutes long. That was Bert Jansch, absolutely wonderful, Avocet. And this is DJ Frederick, and today we're exploring the Not Entirely Classical Music Hour, which is a program that I produce on occasion for WSCS. If you'd like to hear the Not Entirely Classical Music Hour, it's archived at radioforall.net. That's radio, the numeral 4.net. Radio, number 4.net. Radioforall.net. Just hunt for Not Entirely Classical. And speaking of Not Entirely Classical, here's Pink Floyd, or almost Pink Floyd.
Thank you. white horses and ladies by the score, all dressed in satin and waiting by the door. Ooh, what a lucky man he was. Ooh, what a lucky man he was. White lace and feathers, they made up his bed. A gold-covered mattress on which he was led. Ooh, what a lucky man he was. Ooh, what a lucky man he was.
Closing out this edition of the Thrift Shop, Emerson, Lake and Palmer, Lucky Man. Well, I want to say thank you for listening. We've been sampling the Not Entirely Classical Music Hour. And if you'd like to hear more, just do a search on radioforall.net and type in, say, Not Entirely Classical, and you'll find all of the programs that I've recorded under the name of Not Entirely Classical Music Hour. Seems simple, doesn't it? Okay, wherever you are on the planet, thank you for listening. Take good care of yourself. Take good care of your community. and take good care of those you love, and love your neighbor as yourself. And that means learn how to love yourself in a non-selfish way.